This is a News.com newsflash.
Hordes of mosquitoes invaded Buenos Aires over the past week, the second time in the past 2 months that the insect has ravaged the Argentine capital. News.com has learned that experts believe a recent drought and the subsequent rainfall caused the swarm of mosquitoes. Experts said the mosquitoes laid eggs during damp moments, but that the eggs did not hatch and instead endure the prolonged drought. Then, thanks to recent rainfall, eggs have begun to hatch simultaneously. A large number of eggs had accumulated. When it began to rain continuously, these eggs all hatched synchronously, the larvae developed simultaneously, and huge numbers of adults emerged, all at the same time, said Sylvia Fisher, a researcher at the National Scientific and Technical Research Council, in an interview with El País. The swarm is expected to last several weeks as mosquitoes have a typical lifespan of 20 days. Experts did warn that relief could come later if it rains again. The recent invasion was more substantial than the one in January because the eggs that did not hatch then were joined by new eggs late in the interim. The swarm has resulted in a flood of videos taken by people documenting their experience with the mosquitoes. A particularly famous video shows a mosquito cloud, while another person made a video of mosquitoes on a sidewalk that looked like a puddle. Numerous people have taken videos of a massive number of the insects invading their homes or attaching themselves to clothing. The volume of mosquitoes prompted public concerns about the spread of dengue fever, but experts said the species belong to the Aedes albifasciatus species and do not transmit the disease. Dengue has become an increasing problem in the Americas, with El País reporting 48,366 cases in Argentina since July 2023 and 35 deaths. The Buenos Aires province government said it would distribute free mosquito repellent to residents to prevent the spread of diseases. While the repellents will not effectively deter this particular mosquito species from being a nuisance, it is effective in stopping them from biting. Experts also suggested using coils and mosquito nets to prevent them from entering spaces while eliminating potential breeding sites, like still water. The specific mosquito species is widespread in Argentina and can be found across most of the country. However, it also typically hatches at different times of the year due to the environmental diversity in Argentina. The newly elected president, Javier Milei, said the mosquitoes were the previous administration's fault because it had not implemented sufficient failure to prevent policies. The opposition party shot back and asked why a safe and effective vaccine that just came to market in neighboring Brazil had not been approved for the Argentine public. City workers have been fumigating outdoor areas since the start of the invasion.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. Unfiltered. News.com. 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 News!
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.